Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Batman. Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another great episode of Ask Drone You.
Great indeed. Thank you, everybody, and welcome to episode number 149. We are so glad that you're with us. I'm just more and more amazed every day that we actually have people out there listening. It's cool.
I love it. Actually, it's thousands of people listening.
It's so much fun.
It's crazy to think that right now.
It is, and I get to hang out with Paul, and I actually learn a little bit.
Do you?
As we do this. Yeah, it's kind of good.
Are you learning to fly?
I still don't fly, though. What's that about? Paul won't teach me.
I even invited Tim out this morning to go for my little, you know, you have your morning run. Yeah. I have my morning flight. I invited Tim to come out. I said, come on, learn to fly. Get out here. And he's like, oh, I just can't, blah, blah, blah. I'm sitting out there ripping it around the car. It's like, that wakes me up in the morning.
Hey, that's better than a cup of coffee.
Well, I had a few of those as well.
Fair enough. So, a good friend of ours, actually a member.
Member.
Mark is an annual member. I really appreciate that, Mark. And he lives up in Utah. He's wondering about crashing.
Is this Mark who just came in for live training, Mark?
It is.
Is this Mark who flew his Kit Fox airplane into Albuquerque to then learn to fly drones?
That might make him our coolest member.
I have to say, for sure.
When he said, yeah, I flew in this morning, I did not even imagine that he meant literally he flew himself in.
Yeah, I thought...
That's pretty cool.
I thought, you know, he flew in on Southwest or something.
Well,
like,
sure.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Need a ride back to the airport?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Nope, so. He was good. He was all good. So... Anyways, let's listen to Mark's question, and we'll hop right into it.
Hey, guys. This is Mark from Utah. Got a question about when you're operating a drone and you happen to unfortunately have a crash. What should you be looking at besides the obvious broken stuff like props and arms and whatever? Specifically, what in the electronics should you be looking at? Would the GPS compass need to be replaced if it hit the ground? What in electronics is the most sensitive to a crash and prone to get damaged, even if nothing looks physically wrong on the outside of it? That's my question.
That's a good question because it's so easy. I mean, you look at, okay, I got broken props or my motor's hanging off the arm. That's easy stuff.
But
what do people not think about that they should be?
This is actually a good question, and if I remember correctly, this crash happened right before his live training that he came in, and yeah. I actually ended up fixing his bird for him.
This was a hard lesson learned, basically, is
yes.
Where this question comes from.
Yes.
So thanks for sharing it with the community, actually.
We appreciate it, Mark. You know, a couple things here. Depending on the pilot, you'll hear different things about what to replace and what not to replace based on what. So I'm going to go conservative first, and then I'm going to go what I would do.
So to clarify, this is what you're saying, whether you see damage or not, replace these things.
Conservative
yes. version, and then maybe even beyond that.
So, okay, let me do this first. Before we go into conservative and not conservative, the first thing you need to do to the drone is plug it in the computer. You need to do a recalibration. His drone that he's talking about was a 3DR X8. So we did an accelerometer calibration, and then we did a compass calibration. Both of those things really helped out. Then we also updated the firmware because he had changed his PIDs around, mm-hmm. and they were not reacting very well in flight. So I reset his PIDs, redid an accelerometer, redid a compass calibration. For you DJI guys out there, this is going to be your IMU calibration and your compass calibration and then your TX stick calibration.
Okay.
So you want to make sure you do those three things.
So that's just a procedural thing. You're not replacing anything.
Correct. That's procedural. You should do right away. The other thing that you should do, and I didn't even know this, I had a phantom go wild on me a few weeks ago. I told you when it was inside the house and then just flipped over out of nowhere. I cracked two of the arms on the phantom too, and I didn't know that. And I just
on yours?
On mine, yeah, right now. Right, it's cracked right now.
Case in point, look that sucker over closely.
Yep. And I had looked it over too, and I didn't see that. And it was just because it was so bright outside, I overlooked the crack.
Wow.
Anyway, so you want to check your props. You want to check your motors. You want to make sure your motors aren't wiggling at all. You want to make sure they spin freely. You want to check all of your screws. You want to check your housing. You want to make sure that also if you're flying a 3DR or a Pixhawk or a Wukong where you plug everything in yourself, you want to check each and every connection. If it's a P3, an I1, or something similar, you need to check all the solder joints because there's a lot of cold solder joints that will go bad very quickly.
Right.
So something also to check.
Okay. So what are you looking for when you check that? Is it going to the naked eye, you're going to be able to see?
Well, normally if the wires are wiggling on the board, meaning like the connection to the board is wiggling, that's a bad connection and it will fail on you.
Okay. So you just re-solder that?
Correct.
Okay.
Another little tip and trick here that a lot of people don't know is you can actually take, if you have a FLIR 1 phone case where it has a thermal camera, you can look at specific regions of solder joints and you'll notice a temperature deviation between some of them. If they're if they're super, super hot, and it's not, say, a special electronic that's made to take the voltage down or something like a UBEC or SBEC, that could be an indicator of a bad solder joint if you're getting a lot of heat, because heat loss is energy dispensation, which means it's not working right.
So you can get that at any point in time? Are you talking right after you finish flying? Or that's at any time?
You really just want to do it right after startup. So, yeah. Also, you can do it under load, but make sure if you do it under load, you take the props off. Now, let's go back into conservative versus non-conservative on replacing parts and what to do after you've done your procedural stuff.
Okay.
Most conservative people would tell you replace the GPS after it's hit the ground. Just FYI. Myself, I will do a compass cowl and all every necessary thing I can to make sure that it's not working. Where people screw up is the vibration in the compass. If you're getting any vibration in the compass, if the compass gets turned around, which happened to our friend Peter, these can all cause a crash and on almost instantaneously.
Right.
So don't recommend doing that. Let's see. On a more conservative basis, they're going to say change your props. More conservative basis, they're going to say I think that's really it. For more liberal guys like myself, again, I will check the compass in every possible way I can. I'll fly it in GPS right by myself, even tethered if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, though, like on our crash with the Y6, I just ordered a new compass. You know, it's not
so
worth
it. So it depends on your drone, what you're using it for, how comfortable you are with it, and how comfortable you are in noticing the little idiosyncrasies in flight.
Absolutely. Kind of just remember, it's an aircraft, so you really need to check everything. Solder joints, all the screws. You need to make sure that none of the screws have come loose. You need to make sure that the plastic housing is still in the right shape that it needs to be. All your motors are spinning freely.
Yeah.
You know, your ESCs are still working. Your calibrations are going to tell you if these things are right or not.
Okay.
So.
Is it safe to say that if you fly enough, you're going to have a crash?
Yes.
So be prepared?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not prepared, then you're already falling behind the competition.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Well, absolutely. And you want to have contingency plans in place. We've talked about that, but...
Well, perfect example. Let's go back to my story just last week where I was flying the Phantom inside and it did some weird roll out of nowhere that I've never seen before. If I didn't know how to fix it on the spot, would I have been able to continue my job and get paid?
Not that day, anyways.
That's very right.
Yeah, so it would have cost you more, and et cetera, et cetera.
So it's really important to know how to take apart your drone. It's important to know what to look for. It's important to always bring supporting materials with you, like your laptop, so you can diagnose these issues. So.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we had a previous podcast that talks about making sure you've got all your equipment out there with you, tools and so forth.
Your travel kit. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Very important. Well, Mark, thank you so much for that question. We greatly appreciate it. And don't forget, if you have a question, be sure to go to askdroneu.com.
Absolutely. And guys, don't forget our webinars every Monday at 7 o'clock Eastern time, although we're going to give Paul a week off.
Woohoo!
And I say a week off, he's going to be doing one of those getting paid for vacation kinds of things.
Hey, there's a lot of work involved too, okay?
No, I know you work hard. You're up early and sometimes out late, kind of like the movie set sort of genre.
Well, when we did that Parker Payne video, which is on our Facebook, those mornings started at 4:30, and we didn't end until 10, and we did that for 3 days in a row.
Wow.
So
that's fun.
It's, you know,
but you're on a boat on a lake, so I'm.
And I joke about that. You know, I joke about it being vacation, but it is still work
too. I'm not going to take that away from you.
Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.